her back to her caravan.
But what could a poor devil of a husband have done to help her, since she saw him killed?
You see the difficulty. As did Inspector Edmonds.
Look, Inspector, you're just asking questions we don't have any answers to. I mean, I'm not a wild animal man, me.
Even the clowns help with the menagerie, though, don't they, Mr. Griggs?
That doesn't mean to say I understand its acting the way it did.
It's a wild animal, Mr. Edmonds, when all said and done. What about the lady's scream?
Well, that's what roused us, isn't it?
Yeah, we all came charging out of our beds when we heard the roaring, that's right.
The lion mauling Mrs. Ron.
Yeah, and the man shouting.
There was shouting as well, a man's voice.
Yeah, terrified yelling it.
Well, that must have been Ronda himself, mustn't it? In any case, the whole camp was crying out pretty soon.
I imagine it was, Leonardo.
Then when we found Mrs. Ronda, dear God.
You two led the men to drive the beast back into its cage, yes?
Me and Jimmy did it, that's right.
A strong man and the clown, brave men.
Well, we did what we could for her, Inspector. I wish to God it could have been more.
I'm sure you did your best.
That's the evidence they gave at the inquest.
More or less.
Do you doubt it, Edmonds? Do you? Certainly.
I knew you would. You see, that's why I came to you, Mr. Holmes. More than one witness spoke at that inquest of a man's terrified shouting, mingled with the woman's screams. And how could that have been Rhonda, lying as he was with his skull smashed in?
You got no more out of the circus folk.
It's a closed world. They protect their own.
They have to. Orphan against the mob.
There was something else, too. All the time, they talked only about her.
Mrs. Rhonda.
Her injuries, her cries, her life and how they fought to save it.
Yet he was their employer.
You can understand their pressing need to capture the lion, save the woman. But Rhonda, dead though he was, I don't think they paid him any heed till long after.
I apologize, Inspector. I must leave you here. I have an appointment. Unfinished business with a shuffleman and an alabaster virgin.
I mustn't keep you then.
No, the cabby will take you back to Paddington. You didn't really expect me to solve your case, did you? On the evidence we possess?
I don't know that there is a solution, Mr. Holmes.
Well, you have my agreement, at least.
I should say that's enough, sir. But there's one other person in England who knows it. Because there's something rotten about this Abbas Parva tragedy.
I don't think so, necessarily.
You have a theory?
Well, I should be glad to consider it. I can picture Mr. and Mrs. Rhonda together on their way to the lion's cage. They were 10 yards from it when the beast got loose. Let's go on. The man turned to fly and was struck down. The woman ran for her only refuge, the cage. If she could get in and shut the door in time, she was safe.
The lion was quicker.
After, in her delirium, she returned to her feelings of anger with her husband. She called coward upon him for having encouraged the lion's attack.
Encouraged it in what
way? The animal would rejoice in the man's terror. By turning to run, he caused the tragedy. Mrs. Rhonda would have blamed her injuries upon his kindness.
You mean, had they faced the lion together, they would have cowed it?
Well, wasn't that part of their act? At every performance here?
Huh. Brilliant, Watson. You deserve some more moral shame.
It's empty.
If there is only one flaw in your diamond, if the Rhondas were together, 10 paces from the cage when the beast got loose, how did it?
I suppose you could argue the need for a third person.
Exactly. And then we know that Sahara King was so well used to the Rhondas, it would play quite happily with them, do tricks inside its cage with them. There's no shortage of witnesses to that. Why should it attack them so suddenly, so savagely?
Perhaps if we allow the existence of a third person.
You surmise that he or she could have enraged the lion so as to cause this unprecedented attack.
I don't know. Did Mr. Rhonda have enemies?
Rivals. Any number of them would be only too pleased to see the end of Rhonda's, but not this way, Inspector. Nobody could wish that.
So, what will happen now?
Well, look around. You're the detective officer. Do you see a circus anymore?
Could it not be carried on?
For what? Can you run Rhonda's world's greatest wild beast circus without Rhonda's? When you've had Sahara King shot?
Leonardo, how could he have been allowed to live?
Well, what mercy to let her live. In there. Like to be queen of a night which will never end.
The doctors hope for her.
There'll be no grand finale again, Inspector. No showman left. No show. So we sell up what we can and move on.
But if she lives, she'll need to be
it's
looked
after. It's not up to me. She'll not want, anyway.
Top's new enough. There's good gear. Someone will buy it.
You've woke.